The Child of the Forest. Once, so long ago, our great-grandfathers could scarcely have heard it mentioned, there lived within the great forest of Bursey a wood nymph named Nesile. She was closely related to the mighty queen Zerline, and her home was beneath the shade of a wide-spreading oak. When she was created, she could not have told. Queen Zerline could not have told. The great Ak himself could not have told. It was long ago when the world was new and nymphs were needed to guard the forests and to minister to the wants of the young trees. Then, on some day not remembered, Nesile sprang into being, radiant, lovely, straight and slim as the sapling she was created to guard. Her hair was the colour that lines a chestnut burr. Her eyes were blue in the sunlight and purple in the shade. Her cheeks bloomed with a faint pink that edges the clouds at sunset. Her lips were full red, pouting and sweet. Her dainty feet were sandal-clad, while her head remained bare of covering other than her silken tresses. Nesile's duties were few and simple. She kept hurtful weeds from growing beneath her trees and sapping the earth food required by her charges. She frightened away the gadgols, who took evil delight in flying against the tree trunks and wounding them so that they dropped and died from the poisonous contact. In dry seasons, she carried water from the brooks and pools and moistened the roots of her thirsty dependents. That was in the beginning. The weeds had now learned to avoid the forests where the wood nymphs dwelt. The loathsome gadgols no longer dared come nigh. The trees had become old and sturdy and could bear the drought better than when fresh sprouted. So Nesile's duties were lessened, and time grew laggard, while succeeding years became more tiresome and uneventful than the nymph's joyous spirit loved. That a wood nymph should grow discontented was not thought of by Nesile's sisters. It came upon her only after many years of brooding, but when once she had settled in her mind that life was irksome, she had no patience with her condition and longed to do something of real interest and to pass her days in ways hitherto undreamed of by forest nymphs. The law of the forest alone restrained her from going forth in search of adventure. While this mood lay heavy upon pretty Nesile, it chanced that the great Ak visited the forest of Bursey and allowed the wood nymphs, as was their wont, to lie at his feet and listen to the words of wisdom that fell from his lips. Ak is the master woodman of the world. He sees everything and knows more than the sons of men. That night he held the queen's hand, for he loved the nymphs as a father loves his children, and Nesile lay at his feet with many of her sisters and earnestly hearkened as he spoke. "We live so happily, my fair ones, in our forest glades," said Ak, stroking his grizzled beard thoughtfully, "that we know nothing of the sorrow and misery that fall to the lot of those poor mortals who inhabit the open spaces of the earth. Often as I pass by the dwelling of some suffering mortal, I am tempted to stop and banish the poor thing's misery. Yet suffering in moderation is the natural lot of mortals, and it is not our place to interfere with the laws of nature."